Changing perspectives. Good day, everyone. This is Boss Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to another edition of Changing Perspectives. Today, I want to talk to you about hope. Now, the Bible says that faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And today, I want to speak to you about the fact that there is hope. There is hope. But hope can only be present when we decide to have faith. It doesn't matter what you find yourself in right now. It doesn't matter what your situation looks like. It doesn't matter if you are in a place where you don't know what to do or how to do things. The thing that does matter in this particular situation is the fact that God can lift you up. He can lift you out of a dark place. He can take you out of a ditch. He can take you out of a place where you are not able to help yourself, and He can restore you back into glory. You see, so many times what we do as individuals is that when things begin to hit our lives and situations come against us, we have a tendency of giving up. We think that the storms of life eventually or inevitably define us. But we are not defined by the storms. We are defined by who we are in Christ. And in Christ, God says that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. You see, your situation that you find yourself in currently is not a situation that is permanent. But when you give up, you will make it permanent. Why do I say so? Because when we give up, we decide to stay in a season that we were never supposed to stay in. Every storm and every trial is only but a season. And if you don't understand that it is a season, you will remain in it and you will lose hope. You see, hope is there to carry us through. Hope is there to take us from one place to the next place. And if you don't have hope, you will not be able to dig yourself out of situations that God has not placed you in. And so this evening, I want to decree and declare over you, or rather today, I want to decree and declare over you that you have the ability to rise up. You have the ability to become. You have the ability to stand strong, because in God, you can do all things. In God, you are able to withstand the storm. You see, when Peter was walking on the waters and the storm came, his breakthrough was already there because he already walked on the water. But the fact that the storm came afterwards and he started focusing on the storm, he started sinking. And that is often what we do, beloveds. We focus on the storm more than we focus on our breakthrough that is at hand. And God wants to take you to a place, and He wants to take you into a season where He is breaking through for you completely. Do not lose hope. It doesn't matter where you find yourself in. It doesn't matter what your situation looks like. It doesn't matter, mother, if your child looks like your child is losing everything and everybody is speaking against them and nobody has hope in them anymore. The fact remains, you have hope, and your hope is going to help that child to survive. It doesn't matter what the doctor's report says, even in the area of you giving up, where the doctor says that you cannot do certain things. The fact remains that God has the last say, and it is up to you to understand that God is calling you into a new day. So it's time to rise up, it's time to become, it's time to stand strong, and it is time to stand up against every voice, every illegal voice that has ever come up against you and has made you doubt that God is bringing you into a new day. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you, and the Lord is bringing you into a new place. The Lord is bringing you into a place of victory. He's bringing you into a place of hope. He's bringing you into a place where you are becoming greater than your current self. Any situation you are finding yourself in right now, do not lose hope. You may be a person in waiting, and you may be waiting for various different things. You may be waiting and hoping and trusting God for the new things to happen within your life. And you may be in a place where you don't understand, why am I waiting so long? But I want to say this to you, and I want to encourage you, that even though the Israelites waited for 40 years, they waited for 40 years. The Bible says that there was none feeble among them. The shoes on their feet were not even broken. That is how God takes care of us. And that is when we understand that when hope is on the inside of us, it doesn't matter what your situation looks like. It doesn't matter how long you are waiting. It doesn't matter how tired you feel. The Bible says that there was none feeble among them. They didn't get sick. They didn't get weary. They were not in a place where their shoes were broken. And that is how God takes care of us. And today I want to remind you that wherever you find yourself, however you find yourself, God is putting hope back into you. Because when hope arises, you will find yourself in a place where you will bounce back, you will jump back, and you will see the goodness of the Lord over your life. So I want to encourage you, and I want to say to you this day, find yourself in God. Find yourself in God. Find hope in God, and know that He will not leave you, nor will He forsake you, because He is the God of more than enough. Whatever situation you are in right now, whether you are trusting God for a job, whether you are trusting God for healing, whether you are trusting God for restored relationships, everything is possible. Sometimes it is only the fact that we allow the noise to be greater than the ability and the breakthrough of God. And today I want to encourage you to stand up, to rise up, to become again and stand strong. Know that God will not leave you, nor will He forsake you. You may be despondent right now. You may feel like, when am I getting this thing right? But at the end of the day, God is your hope, and your hope will never leave you. And as long as there is hope, there is life. I continue to encourage you to find your trust in God. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare that hope is arising, and You are moving us into new dimensions of strength and abilities. The impossible is becoming possible because You are in control. I speak it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to this week's edition of Changing Perspectives. We will be back again next week. For now, God bless and take care.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.